just scooch over. I have to go in front of the mirror.
Did you get your dorm set up yet? I'm trying to get mine all in order, but, like, my roommate is coming later in the term, so I can't, like, set everything up yet. I have to wait for her. I know. It's so annoying. Well, they said she was going to come after the May long weekend, so, yeah. It's not super long, but it's still annoying. I guess it's okay, though, because I get a few weeks to myself, so. But yeah, like, I can't put my wardrobe in or any of the other furniture because I don't know what she has. And, like, what if she has a ton of shit and I have to rearrange everything once I get my stuff in, right? Or once she gets her stuff in. You know, people just need to, like, people just need to figure out their lives and get their shit together so they can start school on time and not mess up other people's schedules. That's so inconsiderate. Can you pass me the compact? This mirror is too far away for me to do my mascara properly. Whose house is this anyway? Is he a first year? No, I never met him. I guess that's why he's throwing a huge party. Take advantage of living on campus. Occupied! I'm almost done. You can... Oh my god! Occupied! Occupado! Jesus. Okay, cool. I'll meet you in the kitchen then.
Bye.
Excuse me, you can't just come in here.
What the hell are you doing here?
Yeah, I realize it's a party. Who invited you? Oh, really? Well, how come I didn't hear then? And I thought we weren't supposed to be seen together. I thought that you were totally and completely done with having anything to do with me, or was that just all to make you look like a tough guy in front of what's-her-name? Yeah, I'm literally never going to hear enough to remember that. So, what? Did you come here because you knew I was going to be here? Is she here with you? Are you trying to make me jealous? What? Because that would be really pathetic. I don't believe that you just got invited to a party through a similar circle of friends and just, like, accidentally insisted on coming into the bathroom while I was in here doing my makeup. What do you want? Okay, you can pretend to do whatever it is that you came in here to do, but I'm not done yet. And honestly, you're invading my space, and it's rude, so hurry up. Oh, please. Like, I give a shit. I'm annoyed because you're annoying. Because we go for an entire semester, 4 months of my life, by the way. I give you most likely the best sex you've ever had and ever will have. Actually, 100% likely the best sex you'll ever have because I've seen what you've moved on to. Let you play out any weird fetish you have while assuring you lovingly and caringly that no, liking a finger in your asshole does not make you gay. I skipped a midterm so we could drive out to the lake where I spent the entire 40-minute ride going down on you for you to then just decide that you met the love of your life at your dad's cabin over Christmas and you're gonna ride off together into the fucking snowy sunset like a goddamn Disney movie. You're kidding yourself. You came to this party tonight because you knew I'd be here. You realize that I'm the best that you've ever had, and you want that back. Well, maybe not me back, but I don't care about that. I care about you realizing the huge mistake you've made and feeling like a piece of shit because of it. Just admit it. You miss me. You miss me because she's boring and only lets you fuck her with the lights off on her back with John Mayer playing in the background. You miss fucking me because I know what I'm doing, and you know that you are never going to find anybody else who can give it to you like I can. I'm right, aren't I? Yeah, I know I'm right. Okay, you can tell yourself whatever helps you sleep at night, honey, but I'm right. Okay, whatever. You can leave now. Oh my god, bye! You don't want to leave, do you? Oh, sweetie. It's okay. I know you're struggling. It's because you're a boy. And that means you're stupid. You did something really stupid, huh? And now you want to apologize. Well, it'd be very mean of me not to give you a chance to grovel, wouldn't it? What are you more sorry for? Being a coward? Or ditching me while we were on break? Or being stupid enough to think it was a good decision? You make very bad decisions, don't you? You were wrong, weren't you? I understand that you're torn. You might have feelings for her. Hell, you might even want to marry her one day. I hear being in a sexless marriage and growing to hate each other is a popular road to take. I don't want to be your girlfriend. I'm very happy knowing that no matter who you are with, who you are in love with, who you date, or who you take up to your dad's cabin to look at the stars with, that you're always going to have that image of me in the back of your head that makes your cock twitch. I make you crazy, don't I? Come here. Put your hands down. Don't touch me unless I say. Do you like what I'm wearing today? It's warm enough for skirts now, but not too warm, so I have to wear some tall socks with it and boots, especially with a skirt this short. It gets extra chilly when you wear just little cotton panties underneath. What do you think? Put your hand on my thigh. The inner thigh. Did I tell you to move it? That's better. My skin is really soft, isn't it? I waxed recently. Tried a new girl at that place on 5th. You remember the one I told you about? With the lady who does her eyebrows with a Sharpie? Well, Sharpie lady wasn't in, so don't move your hand. Do you understand me? Anyway, she wasn't in, so I got this other girl to do it. I asked for legs and a little triangle, but she gave me the full Brazilian. It feels really cold, especially when the breeze blows up my skirt. Take your hand off me. And don't move. Do you want to see? I'll take my panties off then. Stay still. Just watch. Watch me reach up my skirt. My thumbs under the band and shimmy them down to the ground. I think you should keep them. No, no. Keep your hands there and don't move. I'll slip them in your back pocket. Don't forget about them. Ah, hands up where I can see them. Your butt is so firm, I'm jealous. You're already hard. I can feel it. When I pull your hips forward, I can feel it against me. Do you like how that feels when I push back into it? Knowing I'm not wearing any panties, giving the crotch of your jeans a little wet spot. Don't get snippy with me. You're the one who came looking for me, and it's not my fault you're so frustrated. I don't have to be nice to you, and I could just walk out the door right now if I wanted to, leaving you here with your dick in your hand. Would you prefer that? I don't owe you shit. And you know what? Now I'm bored of you, so bye. Let go of my hand. I'm leaving. I said let go. Oh, look. You're a tough guy now. Have you finally found your confidence? I didn't know you had it in you. I guess it's just deep down in there somewhere and only comes out when you can't have what you want. Kind of like a toddler. Are you getting mad now? Well, good. Show a little emotion for once. So you can act like something other than a doormat.
Oh, Christ, don't squeeze my arm so fucking hard. I can hear your heart beating. You still want me, don't you? You kinda hate me at the same time. What are you mad about exactly? That I'm teasing you, or that I'm being so honest? You're holding my wrist still pretty firmly, but you stop squeezing it as hard as you want to because I told you to stop. You can act as tough as you want, but I know. I know you. It's just for show. Because if I reach down with my free hand, yep, still rock hard. You are too easy. Is all this talk making you even more upset? Ow, fuck. Now you're squeezing it a little hard. Okay, is that your whole plan? Just to hold me here? What are you waiting for exactly? What are you gonna do? Don't fucking kiss me. Just put me on the counter. You heard what I said. Put your hands around my waist.
Oh, yes, I like that. Ah, shit, don't bite me so hard. Watch your fucking fingernails, Jesus. Oh, God, you're so hard. Push your jeans down, I can't quite reach. Oh, okay, pull me forward a little bit. Just lift my leg onto your shoulder. No, we don't have time, I just have to go and dry it. And just push harder. Oh, God. Oh, God, it hurts a little bit. Oh, let's just keep going, fuck. Oh, just keep going, God. It's such a tight fit, shit. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, hook your arm around my thigh and just leaning into it. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, that's deeper. Oh, God, yes. Good. Oh, did you miss my pussy, baby? God, I love your cock. Yes. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck me. Harder. Oh, God. Oh. Lean forward more. There. Yes, that's the spot. All right there. God, you like that, huh? Oh, try not to be so loud. But I know you can't help yourself. Fuck. Oh, come on. Fuck me. Fuck me. You like watching me play with my clit when you fuck me? If I go keep doing this, come. We have to be quicker because I bet there's people waiting outside the door. Oh, seeing you taking what you want really turns me on. You can't even think right now, can you? You're just so pent up. I'm trying to be quieter. These walls aren't very thick. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm getting there, shit. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna go. Just keep doing it. Keep going like that. Just keep doing that. Don't stop. Okay, no, you can. You can come now. You need to come now because we have to be quicker and get out of here. Why are you pulling out now? You want me to turn around? Okay, well, let me just get out. I'll stand up and I'll turn around. Oh, Jesus, you don't have to push me down so hard. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh. I have to ball up my sweater and put it under my chest. I have to muffle my moans somehow. Oh, fuck. now. Fuck me. Fuck me harder. God, yes. Come on, I know you love seeing me bent over. Yeah, I'm pushing my shirt up just enough to see my tattoo. Oh, you fuck me with my little skirt on. Come on and come, baby. I can tell you're getting there. You're shaking and digging your nails into me. God, come on. Come on, baby. Come for me. Please come for me. Flip up that skirt and come on my ass, baby. Come on. Come on. Come on. I can feel it. I can feel you getting there. Come on. Oh, fuck. Get your nails out of my skin. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Come on. Come on. Oh, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Mm, yes. Oh. Oh, you made such a mess on me. You really backed up, huh? You wanna give me a hand then?
It's your mess. Thank you. I'll leave first. What do you mean, is that it? There's probably a huge line at the door now. And I'm going to leave, and then you're going to leave, and everyone is going to know what happened in here anyway. Okay, well, that's really not my problem. So, you just let me know when you're done feeling guilty. My number is the same as it's always been.